This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The director of the National Security Agency is pushing back hard on a Washington Post story that the government has broken into Google and Yahoo and has established a back door where it can monitor what it wants. The story is based on documents provided by the fugitive leaker Edward Snowden. However, the director of the NSA, Army General Keith Alexander, has now told a Bloomberg cybersecurity conference the government does not illegally break into databases. Quote, "We go through a court order." Roger Kay, founder and president of Endpoint Technologies Associates, is an expert on data security. Mr. Kay, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, David.
Morning. What's your reading of this? Does America in the fight against terrorism have a backdoor into internet companies or not?
Well, a backdoor is something that's built on purpose to allow someone to go in it. In this case, the companies would have to be complicit and be allowing the government in. If the government just hacked in all on their own, it's just a hack.
And you think they've hacked?
I would say they have hacked, yes. And this question of their denial, I think the issue there is that the government is in the business of surreptitiously and professionally getting into all sorts of places it shouldn't be, and one of its tactics is to always deny that it does so.
Now, Google's lawyer is said to be outraged by the report of the Post. Why is this such a potential nightmare, do you think, for internet businesses?
Well, if you know that Google is losing your information to the government, you might not be willing to use their products. It's just bad for them reputationally.
And there seems to be the potential here that customers are starting to really worry about this.
Yes, they are. One of the interesting artifacts of this whole Snowden business is that the Canadians are capitalizing on the problems in the U.S. and providing services to Americans that they purport to be secure.
I see. So the competition is watching this as well. Roger Kay at Endpoint Technologies Associates, thank you very much.
Thank you.